Very happy now to be joined by Michael Irvin, the Hall of Fame wide receiver, and he'll be on Nickelodeon tomorrow night on Valentine's Day. He'll be appearing in Bella and the Bulldogs. We're going to talk about that in a second. But, Michael, I wanted to ask you about my man Tim Brown, finally in Canton with you, but they made him wait a little bit. And I guess it's the whole thing about who should be a first ballot Hall of Famer or not. But in the end, if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer, right? I was kind of mad they made him wait.
Yeah, you know what? And Tim came in with me. One of the guys that I'm close with, Tim Brown, Chris Carter, we all came in at the same time. We talked about having the kind of careers that we were fortunate enough to have, and we talked about one day being in the Hall of Fame. So I was so happy for him also to finally get in the Hall. And it is. Now, they made me wait a few years, mm-hmm. too, you know. But let me tell you something, what I told Tim and what I told Chris. I said, yeah, you wanted to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but the good news is, no matter when they take you, trust me, joy will be waiting for you at that podium, and those guys will be happy to come Hall of Fame.
Because I remember the Giants linebacker, Harry Carson, said, I don't want to get in. I'm sick of waiting. And then the next year they put him in. Did you ever get kind of mad like that?
Yeah, we all do it. You know, it's the defense mechanism, you know. You're like, oh, man, I don't need it. You know, I got my own career. I know the kind of career I had. I don't need them to validate me. And then they call your name, and you break down crying. I've been waiting for this forever. You know, it's what guys do. Well, but what amazes you is what it means to each one of those guys. I was there when Sapp got in. Excuse me. And watch him break down crying. I was there when Chris Carter, watch him break down crying. I was there with Charles Haley. Watched him break down crying. It's always going to be something because it means so much to those guys, more than they know at the time.
And you know what, Michael? Tim Brown said something interesting, which I never really thought of. He said, now that I'm in, it's a big responsibility. And you kind of think, well, your career's over, and yet this is a new responsibility for him. I never really thought about it that way.
Yeah, and it is. You know, every time they'll call a young guy to speak, right, at the when we do the Hall of Fame luncheon, and they call me up to speak. After 2 years, I sit in this room and don't say a word, but then they call you up to speak, and you know what I said? I said to people, I said, this is a great honor, and it brings that with it responsibilities. I said, all of my life, I couldn't stop getting in trouble until I got in the Hall of Fame. It just puts a new alignment mm-hmm. on you, and for those guys, I want to make sure that I uphold that honor all the time. I'm going to have to move. I know this is going to be on. Here, come on. I'm sorry, guys.
It's all good. Rick Tittle with Michael Irvin. And tell us more about what's going on Nickelodeon. I guess for those of us who always dreamed of seeing you in a leotard and tutu, we're going to see that.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting. I imagine when people get a whiff of that right there. You know, when they called me and asked me to come on the show, my thoughts were, like, are you serious? No way. And then they said, well, we want to put you in a tutu. I said, oh, absolutely, I'm coming on. You know, I was like, we're going to do what? And I'll say this, jokingly, Deion always messes with me. Deion Sanders is like, Michael, how can you put on something like that? I said, Time, come on, man. I like having fun. I like laughing. I like laughing at me, you know. Mm-hmm. And don't take life so seriously, man. Enjoy to have fun. And I did have fun. Putting on that tutu, going from a tough guy to putting on a tutu, trying to do ballet, and I'm the worst in the world at doing ballet.
Well, you're so involved with the league still, and on broadcasting and the Pro Bowl as well, and as much as I like the kind of playground thing where you pick your players, when you hear, you know, oh, Team Irvin, I'm thinking, oh, cool, then I'm like, wait a minute, where are my guys on that team? Because as we saw Packers on either team. What do you think of that format? Because it's hard to know who's on whose team.
Yeah, and I love the format because it's fantasy football for real, guys. You get a chance to pick all the guys get to play with guys that they wanted to play with. They never had a chance to play with when it was conference. You know, it used to be AFC, NFC when we played. This format is so fun. What amazed me is when we do the draft, the draft, and this place was packed. It was like a real draft. People were everywhere, lined up across the around the building. I was like, come on. I mean, they consume anything that's NFL football. People just consume it.
Well, I remember speaking of the draft when you were on, you said you want a guy that's going to eat, sleep, and drink football. And I think about a guy like maybe a Johnny Football, you know, about what's going on with Josh Gordon. What would you say to those young men? Because you were that age one time and having a lot of money. What is it when you're going to eat, sleep, and drink football to make your career better?
Yeah, and it's all a process, you know. Man, the Bible speaks on sometimes. Sometimes your gift can take you to a place that your person is not prepared for. The gift of football takes a lot of young men, and a great thing, to places, great places. But sometimes our person isn't prepared for the places that it takes us. And I'm not speaking about people. I'm speaking about me, too. I had some issues in my early years. It's just a matter of a process. Hopefully, I love what Johnny Manziel has done. He's raised his hand and said, give me some help. Mm-hmm. And when someone does that, I don't jump all over them saying, oh, man, he's this, he's that, he's that. We have to honor the man for raising his hand and saying, give me some help. That's what it's about, and I'm proud of him for doing that. And I talked to Johnny, and I talked to Josh Gordon, and it's a sad situation. It's looking at the Josh Gordon situation. So many times he's had an opportunity and still haven't gotten it right, but I'm still praying and pulling for him.
Finally, Michael, I know you got to run. I just want to ask you a little bit about Hurricane football because, and I know they've got some, openings, running back, tight end, O-line. I saw that Al Golden is going to start spring practice next week. That is the earliest in their history in February they're going to start spring practice. What can Kane fans expect next year? What do you think?
I expect a good year next year. You know, I thought a couple of years ago Al did a good job getting him up ranked pretty high, right up around, you know, 5, 6, and 7. And then last year he had to start a freshman quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were talking about getting rid of Al. And I was like, wait a minute. Don't be so mad at Al that we throw young Kyle, the young quarterback, in a situation. Give him another year in this system, you know. So I thought Al Golden certainly has earned an opportunity to have this other year and with his young quarterback. And I think they'll do good things this year. I really think this will be a big year for Miami.
All right, very well. Michael Irvin, see him tomorrow night on Valentine's Day, 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific. He's on Nickelodeon, Bella and the Bulldogs, in a 2-2.
It is Valentine's Day, and I'm in a 2-2.
There's something quite fitting about that. Hey, listen, all Michael, right. Great to talk to you about football, and hopefully we'll speak with you again down the road, man.
Yeah, and let me tell you this, too, man. I love your little intro. Boy, that's a great intro you got right there, man. Telling you how great you are, how beautiful you are. I got to get that intro for me.
Thanks.
Every morning I like to hear that intro.
It's a little Jedi mind trick, you know, for myself and the listenership as well. All right. Thanks, Michael.